Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And goes smash. Ooh, Dan Quinn bleeding at the nose.
Did you see him go down on the sideline?
Did you see him get up? Soldier.
He's a bad man, man. So, you know, that's how he lives, so that's how we live as well.
Right up the middle and gets his second sack of the game.
Everything that he preaches to us, we feel like we saw that in that moment.
So far, you guys, that's
100%.
Amazing.
100%.
What's up? That's going to make it cool even harder. Yeah, man, he's a true dog. The moment he went down, he popped up on him, man. He's going to fight it cool.
Man, got a little suture on it, good to go. Not about nothing.
Man, love Coach BQ, man. He a real gangster.
Our coach, he's a real gangster. Bring that identity to Atlanta this week. Yeah, the coach took a tumble. Mariota really buried him. Marcus was a little bit emotional about that, too. He really does love Dan Quinn and everybody responsible for his current professional and personal situation. Good morning, everybody. You know, over the weekend, it was the 20-year anniversary of the Monday Night Miracle Game. Flat out, one of the most shocking endings to a Redskins game in franchise history. The Monday Night Miracle in Dallas, September of 2005. Of course, it was Santana Moss on the receiving end of two bombs from Mark Brunell to beat the Cowboys 14-13. They would play another game that was pretty stunning the following year. Remember when Troy Vincent blocked the field goal and Sean picked it up and got face masked, and then Nick Novak had a chance with the clock at zero and an untimed down to beat the Cowboys? There has been a history of Skins Cowboys games that have been just stunning at the end, but none matches what happened 20 years ago this week. Santana Moss on the show today to reminisce about that particular night. Really good stories from Santana, including, I think, a part of that game and a part of that ending that I had never heard before, and I'm assuming that many of you had never heard before either. This from Corey to open up the show. Kevin, play Marcus Mariota again this week. The Falcons are terrible. This is another get-right game. Save JD for the Chargers. Yeah, I don't think that's a good idea, personally. Now, if he's hurt, you can't play him. If he's not 100%, you can't play him. But to view any game in this league as get right, first of all, a get right game can't happen 2 weeks in a row based on my personal definition of a get right game. A get right game comes off of a tough game, a loss, or maybe just, you know, a win but not playing well. But more often than not, it is coming off of a loss, and you are set up with a team that you're playing that isn't that good, that is in the situation the Raiders were in. That was a get-right game. The Falcons are actually a very dangerous opponent. There's nothing get-right about Sunday's game. All you got to do, you know, if you still don't understand what the NFL is as a week-to-week league, is just look at the first 3 weeks of the season. The teams that played horribly in week one bounced back with unbelievable efforts and near wins in week two. The Giants couldn't score. They looked terrible against Washington, and they put up 500 yards and 37 points in a thrilling overtime loss against the Cowboys, covered the point spread. The Dolphins, who couldn't score against the Colts, and we thought, well, they're terrible. They bounced back in a thrilling game that they ended up losing, but they played very well in the following week against the Patriots. By the way, that Dolphins effort against the Bills last Thursday night was there. Just 2 weeks following, well, the Dolphins are the worst team in the league. Look, they may end up being that. But early in the season, week to week, how about week two? 41-17, the Ravens over the Browns. Week three, and the Packers beat up on the on Washington on Thursday Night Football. Week three, the Browns beat the Packers outright as the biggest, or one of the biggest underdogs on the board. Yeah, no, the worst beating in week three was Atlanta's beating against Carolina. That makes Atlanta the absolute play this weekend, regardless of who they're playing. You play them. By the way, the line has dropped. The point spread has gone from Washington minus 2.5 to Washington minus 1 or minus 1.5. Why has it done that? Two reasons. Has nothing to do with Terry, and we will get to Terry here in a moment. It is probably a hedge that Jaden is not going to play against Atlanta. And number two is there's probably a lot of sharp money guessing that Atlanta will be the team this week that looked terrible last week that bounces back and plays well this week. See, the teams in the NFL, they're close. Talent-wise, they are close. This isn't college football where teams are overmatched. Nobody typically is overmatched. They might be, you know, slightly better talent-wise or deeper, you know, in terms of their roster. Certainly coaching plays into all of this. Timing of the game plays into all of this. We saw that last weekend, certainly with the Raiders. Short rest, west to east coast. All of that was in play for last week. Atlanta is the most dangerous team on the board Sunday. And the reason being is they actually do have talent. They have probably one of the best running back, if not the best running back tandems in the league, in Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. If the Lions with Montgomery and Gibbs don't have that, they have a very good offensive line. They've got a revamped defense. Their issue, of course, is at quarterback, where they're going to be starting Michael Penix Jr. For the seventh or eighth time in his career. Second time against Washington. But they're at home, and they have a terrible, terrible taste in their mouth after last week. There is nothing get right about this game Sunday in Atlanta at all. There is nothing that should, you know, dictate from a team standpoint, fan standpoint, whatever. We can have these conversations. But I doubt that Dan Quinn or Adam Peters or anybody actually believes Atlanta is, you know, basically a sitting duck. Like, we can beat them without our best. No, you can't. You may not be able to beat them with your best. And they're down multiple players. No, Corey, there's nothing get right about this week. It's the wrong definition anyway for this particular game. And the Falcons are not terrible. This league each year is made up of, and it's hard to identify, the teams in these three categories right now. But there are, you know, a handful, you know, somewhere between two and sometimes four or five teams that by the midpoint of the season, you're like, as long as they don't have a lot of injuries, they got a shot. And then there are two or three truly terrible teams. You figure those out by about the midpoint of the season. And everybody else, the other 25 or so teams, are basically the same. And it comes down to conditions. It comes down to health. It comes down to circumstance. It comes down to luck a lot of the time in terms of who ends up on top in that particular week. Right now, my guess is that our team is in that big group of 25 teams. Now, when you get to the halfway mark, you can take those 25 teams and say, yeah, if this team stays healthy because they've got the quarterback, you know, and that's where we'll play in those, you know, in that end of the pool for the next many years. Because even when our team isn't in the elite group, they'll be in the middle group, but they may be towards the top of that group because of the quarterback, where as long as he's there, they got a chance to kind of emerge out of that group or give the three or four teams in the top tier a real game when we get to the postseason. Because remember, if your top tier is even three or four or five teams, that still leaves another nine that end up making the playoffs from that next group. But we don't know what that group's, how those groups shake out. I would guess right now that top tier is going to be Buffalo, certainly record-wise. If the Bills stay healthy, they're 3-0 already, and their schedule, you know, on paper, is not that tough. They have the Chiefs on the schedule. I mean, here are their next four games. All right, these are the Bills' next four games. The Saints, the Patriots, the Falcons, and the Panthers. Then they get the Chiefs at home. And then, you know, again, none of these games are gimmies. None of them are, week to week. But the Bills would be the one team, and I think for me, the only team right now, because of the way they are constructed, because of their quarterback, because of their home field advantage, because of what their schedule looks like right now, again, matters who you play, not so much who you play, but when you play them. Buffalo should end up with, if not the best record, one of the three best records in the NFL, which means they're in right now. After that, I don't know if we can say that for sure about Philly. Philly's defense hasn't looked like last year's defense. Not yet. It's capable. Certainly capable. Boy, they get an interesting game this week against the Buccaneers. Last year, they went to Tampa in week four without Devontae Smith and without A.J. Brown and without one or two of their offensive linemen. And they got run out of the building. And people looked at it in week four last year and said, oh my God, the Eagles aren't very good. They were 2-2 at that point. They had lost a Monday night game to you-know-who in the Falcons in an incredible kind of fourth quarter game-winning drive. He never has any of those. And then they went to Tampa completely injured, and they got blown out. Well, this week, week four, same place, Tampa, but Tampa's the injured team. No Mike Evans. 2-3-0 teams, and the Eagles are, you know, sitting there. It's like they may, it's not about who you play, it's about when you play them, and they may be getting Tampa at the perfect time. But back to our team, regardless of who's playing quarterback Sunday, this is going to be a very difficult team because you are going to get the Falcons' absolute best. And by the way, they've already proven that their absolute best isn't that bad. You know, they absolutely annihilated the Vikings, who just annihilated the Bengals. And you can say, well, yeah, the Bengals had Jake Browning at quarterback. Well, the Falcons that night had Michael Penix Jr. in his fifth or sixth start of his career. The Falcons defensively are talented this year, much more so than they were a year ago. Sunday is going to be an absolute dog, you know, one of those very difficult games to win. And if they get out of there with a win, that is like stealing one at this point because the setup is more for Atlanta. All right, today we're going to talk about Terry here in a moment and his injury. But Quinn is set to speak at 12:30. Now, we'll monitor everything out there. Last week, if you recall, we got the news in the 11 a.m. hour, Max, that it was Marcus Mariota who was going to be the quarterback to address the media on quarterback day, which is Wednesday. And right now, Jaden Daniels is on the schedule, but they put that schedule out over the weekend. He was on the schedule last week, too. So we'll find out who's going to speak from a quarterback standpoint, maybe before Quinn talks, because remember, by the time Quinn talked last week, we knew that Jaden wasn't going to practice on Wednesday. And then we got the news that, you know, he still has to practice at least one of those days, Thursday or Friday. I believe this. I believe today, unlike last week, If he practices, he's playing. If he's out there practicing today, then he's going to be the starting quarterback, unless he, you know, tweaks it or re-injures it somehow. But if he's out there today, they're confident, he's healthy, he's 100%, he's going to be the quarterback against Atlanta. If he's not out there today, I would lean heavily that he's not going to play against Atlanta. And then we'll start to have the conversation, what is this injury really? If he is on the verge of missing a second straight game, could he be out a third or a fourth game? When are we going to find out what this injury really is in terms of number of games that are possible for him to miss? I love the way they're handling it. I'm not knocking the way they're handling it. They should handle it this way. Look, if it was a devastating injury, if it was a, you know, six-week IR type of injury, we would have known that already, clearly. It's not that. We know that. Because they would have put him on IR. They wouldn't have taken up the roster spot. They would have put another quarterback out there or signed another quarterback to the practice squad or whatever they would have done with Josh Johnson and Sam Hartman and Mariota. It's not that. But could it be one of those 2 to 4 week things and they've kind of known it all along? It's in play. I think we'll find out more on that when we find out whether or not he is the quarterback speaking today and whether or not he is the quarterback out there in practice. I say if he's not out there, it's a pretty strong indication he's not playing. Sure, he could practice on tomorrow or Friday, but if he's not ready for today, what's the likelihood he's ready for tomorrow? And then you get into, don't you need him to practice more than just one day since he's now been out for two? You know, by the time you get to the game, it will have been 2.5 weeks almost since his last game. So I think we're going to learn a lot today about the status of the quarterback on Sunday. Keep it here. We will monitor, you know, what's going on with respect to who's speaking, and then we will carry Quinn live when he talks from Ashburn at 12:30. We will find out at that point whether or not he's practicing. Friend of mine, buddy of mine, Jack, texted me yesterday and said, isn't it possible that both quarterbacks practice today and we really don't know anything? Yeah, I guess that's true. You know, could both quarterbacks split the reps in a Wednesday practice during the regular season in preparation for their next game? It doesn't happen that often. But could it happen? Sure. If that happens, then we're not exactly sure. Although I would say if Jaden can take half the reps, he could probably take all of them. He's probably going to play unless they were just testing it in practice today. We'll see. Meantime, you know, after the show yesterday, we got the news that Terry McLaurin was seeking a second opinion on his quad injury. John Keim, Adam Schefter had a bunch on it. Ian Rappaport had something this morning, and I will read what he put out there this morning. What'd you say, Max?
I've got some audio from Rapp yesterday, just kind of talking about it a little bit.
Give me the audio from Rapp, because he did tweet something out 50 minutes ago. I want to make sure it's the same thing. Go ahead.
Stay on the topic of star receivers dealing with annoying injuries. Terry McLaurin, the Commanders star receiver, he's dealing with a quad injury, getting additional opinions and trying to figure out what is going on. Certainly seems like, while this is, I would say, be more considered day-to-day, certainly seem like missing Sunday's game is at least a possibility.
So the update to that, Rappaport tweeted out within the last hour, Terry McLaurin will receive another opinion on his quad today, and he's received several, including from Dr. Williams Myers, the nation's expert in core muscle injuries. As of now, they believe it's a quad injury, but more tests coming as his status is in doubt for Sunday. I have a couple of thoughts here. I mean, I don't know what's going through your minds. I do want to know, though. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. What's your reaction to Terry McLaurin's injury? I've gotten a lot of tweets about this, and we haven't talked about it really other than to say it's a quad injury. And Quinn on Monday, remember, was only definitive about Will Harris and about Marshawn Lattimore. You know, Lattimore cleared concussion protocol. Harris was headed to the IR. Everybody else we would hear about on Wednesday. So in reading this tweet from Ian Rappaport, which I retweeted about, again, within the last hour, why several opinions? I wonder what the team thinks about several opinions. I'm not saying that it's the wrong thing to do for a quad injury. I'm just wondering, is it necessary that you get several opinions? There is, you know, a team doctor, there are team trainers, and an outside opinion, second opinion. But Rappaport says he's received several, including from Dr. Williams Myers, the nation's expert in core muscle injuries. Okay, that's great. As of now, it's believed to be a quad, but more tests are coming. Status in doubt for Sunday. Another thought I had was, is this a result of missing a lot of camp, like all of camp, during his holdout, during his hold-in, during his contract negotiation? I don't know. It happened on the play in which he caught a 57-yard pass from Marcus Mariota and got shoestring tackled, as we've seen many times before, just short of the goal line. I think he scored on the play. I thought that was a ridiculous. I wonder if they, real quickly, I'll digress here for a moment. I wonder if they got back from the league that call got messed up. That would be an interesting thing to find out. I know it's from Sunday, they won the game. It was insignificant to the outcome of the game. But that was such a quick, you know, instant review without the need of a challenge. We see that, you know, have seen that now for the last year and a half in the NFL, and we're going to get more of those this year. They got that one wrong instantly. That one was inaccurate. His knee didn't touch the ground. It may have looked like it if you looked at it quickly. Oh, yeah, his knee's down. No, it actually didn't. There was air between his knee and grass, and his thigh didn't touch down until the ball had crossed the plane. That was clearly a touchdown. You know, Quinn could have challenged the instant review. I think he would have won that challenge. He didn't need it and didn't need to do it. It was first and goal at the, you know, half, you know, yard line. But did his lack of conditioning cause the quad injury on a play in which he got tackled from behind on a 57-yard pass? I mean, if you're going to say, well, he might have been a little bit faster and wouldn't have gotten tackled, we saw him get tackled at the 1-yard line, 2-yard line, inside the 5-yard line many times last year and in other years as well. It's not that Terry isn't fast. He is fast, but for whatever reason, he gets caught from behind sometimes, and usually it's right before the goal line. So I don't know. I don't know that it had anything to do with that. But I certainly thought about that. Another thought that I had was more on the, you know, skeptical side. Like, we know that Terry's not happy with the deal he got. That's pretty much at this point an absolute given. For those of you that didn't follow it all summer long and just kind of joined in when the season started, protracted contract negotiation. He wanted top-tier wide receiver money with, you know, multiple years and a lot of guaranteed money. And the bottom line is when all is said and done, this deal, for all intents and purposes, is a 1-year extension. It was a very team-friendly deal, which was the only deal the team was ever going to do. They were certainly prepared to have Terry just play out the final year of his contract. And the skeptic part of me wonders, is this a serious injury, or is it not a serious injury that Terry absolutely would have moved forward with in the past? I think the former. Terry's a pro's pro. He was hurt by this, and you could see the reaction when the fans were chanting Terry after that play. He wants ownership, Adam Peters, to know how much he means to this fan base at every opportunity he can get, which is why he was out there for multiple practices, even though he was a holdout, or, you know, when he was a holdout before he became a hold-in. He wants them to know, I mean a lot more than just analytics on wide receiver and age of 30 or older. And then the other part of this is maybe the team is actually right when it comes to receivers once they turn 30 years old. And the odds of, you know, of an increasing career are less than a decreasing career, and sometimes it's because of injury. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Terry McLaurin injured his quad. According to now multiple reports, he has sought at least a second opinion on that. And I would say, by the way, the first time I hear second opinion, typically that's not a good sign. I'm not saying it's a, you know, definitive bad sign, but it's usually not a great sign. And Ian Rappaport's report from just within the hour says he's actually received several other opinions, including from the nation's expert in core muscle injuries, Dr. Williams Myers. They believe it's a quad injury. More tests are coming. His status in doubt for Sunday. So what's your reaction to this? 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. This team's banged up right now. And, oh, by the way, there's the whole other part, which is really the more important part of this, which is what do they do if he is out at wide receiver? I'll talk about that when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, team980.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
There's some really interesting data, by the way, on the kickoffs so far through three weeks. We're going to get to that. Also, Atlanta and the fan base down there not happy with head coach Raheem Morris. And they believe that Sunday is a must-win for the head coach. More on that coming up as well. All right, Terry McLaurin's got a quad injury. We know that he is seeking at least a second opinion. Ian Rappaport says he has sought several other opinions, including from the nation's expert in core muscle injuries. What's your reaction to Terry being injured 3 weeks into the season? I mentioned this. I had a number of reactions to hearing that it was a second opinion. I really didn't have... I had a reaction when I saw that he had a quad injury. I was not assuming it to be serious. I don't know why. I guess because we didn't hear anything about it being serious the other day. I thought that, and I did via social media, we haven't talked about it yet on the phone lines, I thought that a lot of you would be really upset and, you know, and would say, see, told you so, that if, you know, he missed all of camp, now he's injured. My reactions are, why do you need so many opinions? I'm not being critical of it. It's more curiosity, because not everybody gets multiple opinions. We do know sometimes teams aren't thrilled when guys go outside and get lots of other opinions when they've got their own medical staff. Also, you know, is it related to missing camp? Also, skeptic in me, would this be a thing if he had gotten the contract that he had wanted? I honestly think that this is an individual, a player, that you don't have to think that way about. I think more than 50% of the players in the league, especially at that position, you would certainly wonder that. And then, you know, if he ends up being injured and missing games, this is what the team would say is the reason they don't want to give, you know, massive overpaid contracts for culture setters and really good players. Because at that position, their analytics say it's more probable that there is diminishing returns as the player gets older. And then also, what are they going to do without him if he's not able to play? You know, what if they don't have Sunday Noah Brown and Terry McLaurin? The receivers would be Chris Moore, Deebo Samuel, Jalen Lane, and Luke McCaffrey. They would certainly elevate somebody from the practice squad. You know, probably a Ja'Cory Brooks, maybe a Tay Martin. I think Tay Martin may have been on the 53 for the opener. I may be wrong about that. Or maybe they just added him back to the practice squad. That's what that may be what I'm thinking about. I mean, Ja'Cory Brooks looked the part in the preseason, for whatever that's worth. Physically, he looked the part. His hands were really solid. And they gave him, remember, as an undrafted free agent, they gave him some real money, you know, whereas most undrafted free agents really don't get legitimate, you know, signing bonus money. They did give it to Ja'Cory Brooks. So they could be, I mean, you talk about limited, you know, no matter who the quarterback is at wide receiver, if they don't have Terry and Noah Brown. For a lot of you that are big Luke McCaffrey fans, it certainly would increase his snap count, no doubt. Chris Moore, though, is the guy they feel most comfortable with. He had the second most snaps in Sunday's game against the Raiders after Terry. Terry had 35 of the 58 offensive snaps. Chris Moore had 33 of the 58 offensive snaps. All right, 301-230-0980. We've got a phone line open if you want to jump in. Just, you know, your thoughts on Terry's quad injury. Let's start with Devon. Devon, go ahead.
What's up, Kevin? Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Long time no hear, man. First time of the season, while, I believe. Yes, sir. I just feel like it's unfortunate. I'm right on point with you, Kev. It's just unfortunate. It's going to be easy to say, oh, see, that's why, see, he didn't train. He wasn't in training camp and things of that nature. But, I mean, I think it's more like, important to see our team, with, like you just mentioned, without Noah Brown and Terry. Okay, he's hurt. No matter what caused the injury, lack of, whatever. What Doc always say, who is going to be on the field? That's what I'm worried about. So we we need to go. We need to go trade. We need to get. We can't go out there with no loot. We only got Deebo. Like, if we're going to depend on the Crosby, Brooks, the Moores, like you said, it don't matter who, what quarterback out there. Hopefully, we being proactive. You know what I'm saying? And man, call Miami. Hey, Tariq. You know what I'm saying? We need somebody. So. I take it off.
Yeah,
there,
I mean,
man.
I think that you really need Terry McLaurin out on the field. You know, to be your best, you need 17 on the field healthy. You know, whether he gets targeted a lot or not, if you end up with Chris Moore, McCaffrey, and Deebo out on the field, Jalen Lane, you know, you're playing a bit left-handed for sure. And that's just too many of your starters out. Now, they ran the football very effectively against the Raiders, and Debo is a guy that is absolutely a weapon. In fact, you know, he's been their best weapon offensively through three games. But yeah, it's interesting. G, go ahead.
Yeah, hey, seeing you right. If Sabah or Ian call in, you gonna hear them people talk about the. I told you, shouldn't have paid him. He should have been there. Shouldn't have paid him. He wasn't worth the money. That's what you gonna hear that if Sabah.
Well, no,
or
they
Ian
would.
Call
they,
in.
No, no, no. They would say Ian would say. Should have paid him right from the jump, given him the money. It's only money. It's only a couple million bucks. It wasn't a couple million bucks.
Well,
it was like 50 million, 30 million bucks. And
you
had him from the beginning.
You said you was expecting your base to be complaining or more complaining. My thing is, like, you can get guilt walking your doggy, like Al Pacino said on Heat. Like, it's not because he wasn't there. That ain't why he hurt. Injuries happen. That's why he fought for his contract like he did, and everybody was complaining about because one bad cut and one bad hit,
right.
your career is derailed. So it's not because of that. And these athletes nowadays, they spend millions of dollars in taking care of their body. So it ain't because he wasn't at camp or wasn't in shape and playing shape. And if we got to play without him, I say we better go up Home Depot and pick up somebody because our receivers have looked like people that we picked up at Home Depot because they can't get open. I think it's more Cliff Kingsbury needs to do what we did last year, control the clock, control the possession of the football, and run the football like we did against the Raiders and play conducive to who's out there on the field. That's what I think. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
he did kill walking his doggy.
The receivers did get open the other day. They didn't get open against Green Bay. Green Bay and the Raiders are completely different defensively. But I'm with you. I mean,
100%.
I'm not going full doc on you and just saying I don't want to talk about players that aren't going to play in the game because
hey,
of course
not,
we're going to talk about Terry on Wednesday. On Sunday we don't have to talk about Terry when he's been ruled out or whenever he gets ruled out. But they're going to if he can't go, they're going to miss him, and then the combination of him and Noah Brown being out, you are really limited at that position. And then if you have to go with Marcus Mariota instead of Jaden Daniels, I mean, I'm not, you know, among the small group of people thinking that Marcus Mariota is as good as Jaden Daniels after Sunday's game. It's an uphill climb. You can do it, but it's an uphill climb.
That's why it's important for Kingsbury to earn his keep. He's supposed to be this offensive-minded dude. If you know Terry and Noah Brown ain't out there and you got Mariota taking all the snaps, you play what's on the field and draw up a game plan that makes them dudes out there successful, not the ones that ain't playing. And I ain't have a problem with him going to get no second or third opinion because my father worked in a hospital for 40 years. You always go get a different opinion, especially when you had a health and training staff.
I get that, but your father wasn't. Well, your father wasn't in a facility with many medical people either.
The FBI raided the joint a couple years ago.
That was the old regime, and that was over. What was that over? Pain pills.
Either way.
No, but what was that over? Was it pain pills or was it like Xanax, anti-anxiety stuff?
I don't know because everything was alleged. And all I know, everybody celebrates San Francisco 49ers being this stalwart organization. Their training staff can't keep nobody healthy neither. So you always go get a second opinion and take care of your body how you need to see fit. Man, that's it.
See ya. I want to – what was that?
Love you, Sam.
See, G. It was that guy Vermillion. I don't remember the resolution to that. The DEA on October 7th, 2021, opened up an investigation into Washington football team trainer Ryan Vermillion on the distribution of prescription drugs. As a trainer and not a physician or nurse practitioner, Vermillion would not be allowed to give out prescription drugs according to federal law, nor can physician... I don't remember if it was painkillers or something else. For whatever reason, I think it was like anti-anxiety drugs. I think that's what it was. I could be wrong about that. Let's go to Bones. Bones, go ahead. What do you make of the Terry McLaurin injury?
Shout out to my main man. Yeah, shout out to my man, Matt. Shout out to my nephew, G, from the shop. Hey, Kevin, man.
Is G really your nephew?
We don't have nobody to throw, huh?
Is G legitimately your nephew?
Not my legitimately, but he's solely my nephew. That's my nephew.
Yeah.
G from the shop.
Yeah.
Hey, look, Kevin, if we don't have Terry, we're in trouble. We need somebody to throw the ball to. You know, Luke McCaffrey going to have to step his game up. Debo going to have to step his game up. And whoever else they got. Because we need threats on the edges, man. We need threats at both ends, man. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to have to get Ben Sennett in there. Zach Ertz, man, and Perry, and then you talk about Noah Brown. Noah Brown ain't did nothing to be getting no shout out for, man, you know?
Yeah, but
man,
he's kind of a favorite of Jaden, and he's a big target. I think they miss Noah Brown when he's not out there, actually. I think they feel like they miss him.
The last time he was out there, Kevin, man, he was dropping him, you know what I mean? He couldn't bring him in, you know? So, but we're going to be in trouble, man, if we don't have nobody to throw the ball to. Hey, Kev, man, I was at the game, man. A lot of energy, man, you know. I don't know about these next games because they're going to be in the evening time and at night, right? But, man, anyway, I love you, man. Thanks for taking my call. I
appreciate it, Bones, as always. By the way, the Ryan Vermilion thing, it was oxycodone. So it was painkillers, pain medication, not anti-anxiety medication. And he was... Yeah. They deferred prosecution. I still can't find exactly what the resolution is. If ever anybody can find it, send it to me. Because for whatever reason, part of me wants to say that Vermilion, for the most part, was exonerated. But I don't remember that for sure. Max, go ahead. Terry McLaurin's got an injured quad. He's seeking many opinions, according to Ian Rappaport. What's your reaction to Terry being hurt week 3?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Hey, Kevin. Good morning. I called about a year ago. Same situation, walking off the golf course here in Larchmont, Mamaroneck, New York. You know the golf courses.
Yes.
Anyways, in this wonderful fall weather, I called last year because, you know, we were talking about Jaden's 84% completion percentage. And I told you he's going to regress to what he was in college, which is 60%, which is where he's pretty much at now. Now for Terry McLaurin, which is complete Ashburn syndrome for 5 years with this guy. He's insufferable. You guys fail to mention, besides the fact he held out, he obviously has a soft tissue injury, which is expected when you don't work out an entire 3 months at the level you need to work out. But besides that, have you really delved into this contract situation with him? What was the result?
It was not a good result for him and his agent.
Well, actually, it was a good result for his agent. So a contract in NFL terms, agents get 3% of the new contract, of the entire contract. He was still stuck, his agent, on the prior contract if he played out the season. Effectively, by getting an extension, which was really just a franchise tag for next year, added on to his contract this year slightly. Yeah, that new contract, the agent gets a 3% on that new negotiated contract.
We understand that.
So, but Terry basically got, in essence, a total of $12 million more by just signing this new contract.
Well, yeah, but it was nowhere near what he wanted and what they had been asking for. The agent wanted 3% of $80 million guaranteed. They got 45-ish guaranteed.
I know, Kevin, but we both knew and everyone knew that he was never going to get that.
I understand. We both understand that he should have signed that deal, and it was good for him to sign the deal. If that's what you're saying, I totally agree with you. The point being, it was very disappointing from their end. They didn't get anywhere near what they thought they were worth. But anyway, okay, get back to the insufferable part.
Yeah, I'm going to get back to the point. So the bottom line is this. The contract he got basically netted him at $12 million this year that he wouldn't have gotten otherwise.
Right.
And that $12 million, because it's a new contract, $9 million of the new contract extension goes to the agent. So to tie this back, his buddy, who's buddy, basically his agent, is getting an extra $9 million. He dragged it out for his friend, his agent, to get that extra money. And at the end of the day, what happens? He gets a soft tissue injury, which is expected when you don't work out, when you don't play, when you don't accelerate. So why is this crowd, why is this fan base so accepting of individuals who at the end of the day work selfishly for themselves or for their agents? And this was a classic.
Well, this is your opinion
situation
that he held out for his agent. That's an opinion. That's not a fact.
Well, that's what he got.
That's not what the intent was. The intent was that to get a contract, you know, just short of Justin Jefferson and Jamar Chase's contract. That's what he. And then it was DK Metcalf's contract. He didn't get anywhere near that.
5 minutes. Yeah, 5 minutes of research by anyone would have said he would have never gotten that.
Of course. We talked about that all summer. But if that's what you're talking about, Max, in terms of it. I'm with you. I was here every single day saying there's no way they're going to give him that, and there's no way they should give him that. And the agent and the player, because the player's a grown-up, they need to get real about who he is as a player, his age, all the factors, and get something done and take it, because he would never get anywhere near this a year from now. This was his last opportunity to get any kind of guaranteed money. So I'm happy for him that he got some guaranteed money, but in terms of the delusion confusion around what he was worth and the way it was handled, I think it was handled very poorly by them. Now, yeah. whether or not that you led know, to I, this injury, I, that's your opinion. I don't know if that's what led to this injury. But I do think, and I've had to deal with the fans all along that have thought he's the greatest thing to ever happen to this organization, and he's definitely an elite wide receiver. No, he isn't. He's never been. And I'm old enough to remember Gary Clark and Art Monk. All due respect to Terry McLaurin, we've had true championship elite receivers in this organization, and he's well below those. Now, he's in that next tier with Santana. You know, he's in that next group. But look, when you've had nothing for as long as this fan base has had nothing, and you've been abused the way this fan base has been abused, Terry was a bright light because of the way he handled himself and because he was a very good player. But you don't pay for past in this league. You pay for what somebody's going to give you moving forward.
And that's a life lesson in any profession.
Of course.
But moving forward, and when you want to have this conversation, maybe in 2 weeks or 4 weeks, I'll call back in. But we need to really understand this Jaden situation. Because to me, this guy has been playing sort of, off the seat of his pants a little bit here. And yes, he had a good season last year.
No, he had a great season last year.
He's not the darling anymore on EPA, on
two games, including playing maybe the best defense in the NFL. You're fairly bright. I know you're fairly bright. You're not going to go down the path where you tell me that Jaden's overrated, are you? That he's really not that good.
We're going to talk about it in 2 to 4 weeks. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But
once he's healthy and starts playing, please call back. What was your description of the season last year? He had an okay season?
Season? When you beat four winning teams and Detroit lost their starting quarterback with a broken arm on the second play,
and who did?
Tampa Bay lost their secondary and their safety, who was the quarterback of their defense, a week before
Detroit,
that game.
Detroit didn't lose their quarterback on the second play. Jared Goff played that whole game.
The cornerback.
Oh, the corner.
The cornerback,
yeah.
He broke his arm second play of the game.
Yeah.
And they had lost their cornerback, their other starting cornerback.
Their defense was in shambles, no doubt. So
and
is Tampa's
Tampa
to a certain degree. You're right.
The quarterback of their defense, their safety, yeah. the quarterback of their defense, their safety, a week prior to our game as well.
How do you account for playing against the best defense in the NFL late December and bringing them back from 21 to 10 down or whatever
it was? DJ Gardner got kicked out of that game, and that game changed as soon as he left that game. Go back and look at that
CJ,
film.
Because Gardner Johnson left the game. That's why it changed? Come on.
Well, he's the one
Come
that
on.
He's the one
Jaden
that
strapped
the
team to his
Eagles.
Back in that game. He threw five touchdown passes. He led him down the field multiple times with the game on the line.
Kevin.
Come on. Stop.
I got to move on. Kevin.
Max, thanks for the call. Play some good golf today at, Wingfoot or wherever you are. Colby, finish it up for us. Go ahead, quickly.
You know, it's kind of disappointing three games into the season, and we have to listen to people who are doubting our quarterback who was one game away from the Super Bowl last season.
Yeah.
It's after injury. Like, that doesn't make sense to me. Like, any GM who would soft bench the rookie of the year two games in the season
here we go with this
be ran
bench.
Out of the league.
I love soft bench.
It's so frustrating.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating listening to some of these calls. And what I want to say, Kevin, is you got a lot of listeners. A certain percentage are callers. So I would say that there are some callers like Sabah and Max who probably wanted another quarterback drafted or wanted to keep Sam Howell or something like that who are going to complain. But let's get back on track. With Terry, I agree with you on the things that you mentioned before that you took calls. One thing that I will say is I question after his contract negotiation whether he's just on bad terms with the team and the organization. And
it's certainly in my mind.
Them.
Yes. They were hurt by the entire process, no doubt. And angry.
So, yeah, with everything you said, I would add on to that. Maybe he just doesn't trust them and wants to go outside of the organization at this point to seek other, you know, what other doctors have to say. But that's all I had.
Well, that ain't going to happen. They ended up paying him and giving him some guaranteed money when they did not have to do that because they're in this window and they wanted him. They liked Terry. That was the point all along. Appreciate the call, Kobe. Yeah, I'm sorry? Yeah. The point all along, all summer long, was they don't have to do this, people. There's nothing that says someone entering their final year of a contract, you have to extend them. They did it because they like the player and because the player is a good player. They like him personally, and he's a good player. There's no doubt that the process over the summer was contentious and, you know, probably left some ill feelings on both ends. But, you know, that's business. That's business. You got to put that behind you. That deal's done. And for Terry, he has a chance by playing exceptionally well to keep getting the rest of this deal. Even though it isn't guaranteed beyond next season, he could still, with incentives and all of that stuff, earn $96 million over that three-year contract extension over the next four seasons if he plays at a high level. So I don't believe that he's taking some sort of, you know, hurt out on the team right now. I don't believe that at all. I honestly don't. I think that there was definitely some hurt and frustration and anger. I think there's still some of that. But he's a pro, and there is a big prize at the end of this thing if he can go play at a high level for the next several years. And by the way, they need him to play at a high level this year. Need that. All right. Santana Moss joined me earlier this week on my podcast to reminisce about 20 years ago this week, the Monday Night Miracle. It's got some great stories, including a part of the end of that game against the Cowboys that I had never heard before. You'll hear it next.
All right, happy Wednesday, everybody. It is September 23rd. Here's what's happening. Oklahoma State head coach Mike Gundy was let go yesterday after more than 20 years in his position. The firing comes after Oklahoma State's first loss to Tulsa since 1951, and the writing was already on the wall prior to the season with a winless season in the Big 12 and a 52-0 loss to Colorado at home. The Guardians, they caught the Detroit Tigers in the race to win the AL Central after Detroit's star pitcher Tarik Skubal collapsed and gave up three runs in the sixth inning with a 2-0 lead. The Guardians are 9-1 in their last 10 games, and the Tigers sliding right now. They are 1-9 in their last 10. Now they are tied for the division lead with only a few games to go left in this season. The Nats, they fall to the Braves by a score of 3-2. Brad Lord goes six innings, giving up four hits and two earned runs, both of which solo homers. The boys unable to light up the offense outside of a James Woods solo home run. They will take on the Braves one final time this season before turning their attention to the Chicago White Sox. First pitch today at 12:15. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 11:45 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1. You can catch Den's Office throughout all of football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.